The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
What is the longest you've ever waited for something, and was the wait worth it? Text us right now, 916-909-1065, 909-1065. We'll read your text on the air. We're getting into this because I recently went on a trip with my childhood best friend, and we chose to go to Austin, Texas. And Austin, Texas is home to a place called Franklin's Barbecue. And Franklin's Barbecue is ranked the number one barbecue in Austin. So a lot of people say that makes it the number one barbecue in the world. We get there 30 minutes before it opens.
Before it opens?
Yes.
Okay.
He's like, let's go for lunch. I'm like, great idea. I thought it was like a restaurant you just pop into.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, wow, 10:30 seems pretty early for lunch, but okay. 30 minutes before they opened, there was a 3-hour long line.
Like in that there were reservations?
No reservations.
An actual line.
An actual line where you wait 3 hours to get to the counter to order meat.
What?
Yes. It was crazy.
And you stood in this line.
And we waited. And I said, Joe, that's my friend's name. I said, we're not going to wait 3 hours for barbecue. And everybody around us in line said, it's worth it. I said, that can't possibly be the case.
It can't be.
It can't possibly be the case. And I'm here to tell you it was worth it.
Why?
It was the best barbecue I've ever had in my life. And it was.
But by how much?
By a lot.
Okay.
So we ordered like a sample platter, and I won't get into it because people get bored by barbecue talk. But
yes,
one of the things that we ordered was brisket, and the brisket was so tender that they gave you plastic forks. I was able to cut the brisket with the side of the plastic fork like it was butter. And the line actually, believe it or not, wasn't terrible because people treated it like it was a tailgate. People brought their own chairs. They had coolers
but you
of beer.
Didn't.
No, but people were handing beer out.
Oh, okay, there
was a girl with a little beer cart walking around. You could buy beer.
I mean,
you're sitting outside in the sun. It was nice.
Well, I can't do that, but I don't have the patience to wait for almost anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I like standing in a Kohl's line so that I can return an Amazon package. I start crunching the numbers on how bad do I need that money back. I'm looking at my Golden One app and being like, It was $49. You know, what am I going to do with $49?
If you brought an Amazon package to Kohl's and just left it on the floor in the middle of the store, I'll bet somebody would pick it up and probably just put it on the pile.
That's not how it works.
Oh, really?
They have to scan your app so that Jeff Bezos knows he has to give you your money back.
I didn't know that. I thought Bezos was in space. We got a lot of comments on text messages to 916-909-1065. Somebody says, I am still waiting for this election to be over. Yeah, I don't blame you on that one.
Yeah.
This one, my son and I waited 8 hours to get into Avengers Campus on the very first day it opened at Disneyland California Adventure. That is a very long wait.
It is, but that feels like such a more monumental occasion than eating meat.
Yeah, it's an experience. Well, this was an experience, too.
I guess.
We put this up on Facebook, and what did some people say?
KJ said, 34 years to become a homeowner, and I did it all by myself with no one else's help.
That's amazing.
Very good. Dina bought a $1,500 Glitterville cupcake nutcracker, okay? Now, understand this thing.
I don't know what that means.
This thing stands about, it's a nutcracker.
Right.
That stands about 6 feet tall.
Those are big nuts.
And it's covered in glitter, and it looks like it's made of candy.
Okay.
Okay. It is obviously for Christmas. She ordered it in August. It didn't come till February.
Oh, man.
Andrea said 91 days while her baby was in the NICU.
Oh, you can relate to that.
Yeah. Actually, today's the anniversary of when Abby came home for the first time after her open heart surgery. She said her baby did have to go back a month later, but I think she's doing okay. Christy said, my family ordered a pizza from Papa John's about 12 years ago, but it was never delivered. We're still waiting.
That's great.
And Alethea says, 45 years to find the love of my life, who became my one and only.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
This one I think is great. I waited a year and a half for a custom hat once. I wonder what was on that hat.
Do you have a misshapen head? And that's right. Why it has to be customized? Because otherwise, that's too long to wait for a hat.
Yeah, I waited forever because I thought it'd be really funny to have a hat that said FBI, Federal Body Inspector, and it took so long to show up. Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She is ready for Halloween like nobody's business, but will it help her win? Are you smarter than Katie?
I need to start practicing my Halloween makeup.
Oh, yeah.
I have to do some pretty intense work.
You do, for you especially. We'll tell you guys what the wake-up call Halloween costume is before Halloween. But
we already have.
Well, but I mean, we'll tell you at this time, though.
Okay.
We are playing with TJ this morning. Good morning, TJ.
Good morning.
All righty. So $180 is the jackpot. Katie's leaving the studio right now. And we're brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. Delicious farm to fork organic food. I ate there over the weekend. It was delicious. You ready to play, TJ?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question 1. There was a Timothée, he told us, that's how you pronounce his name, Kevin. Timothée Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City over the weekend, and Timothée Chalamet himself secretly showed up and entered the competition, but then it was leaked that it was actually him, and everybody just had a blast with him there. What is the German word, TJ, for a mysterious exact replica of a living person called?
Could you repeat the question?
What is the German word for a mysterious exact replica of a living person called?
Replica of a living person.
3 seconds. 3, 2, one. All right, moving on. Question 2. Donald Trump made his closing arguments at Madison Square Garden in what is being objectively called the most racist and shocking closing political rally in modern history. Racist remarks toward Hispanics were so bad that Bad Bunny endorsed Kamala Harris afterward when he said he wasn't going to endorse anybody. Ugh. What country is Bad Bunny from?
Puerto Rico.
Question three, Taylor Swift had a concert in New Orleans, and she had a very special guest show up on stage. It was Sabrina Carpenter, who is also one of the biggest stars in the world. The crowd, understandably, went bananas. True or false, Taylor is 10 years older than Sabrina.
False.
All righty. Question four. Beyonce was accused of stealing from Amber Rose, Kanye's ex, not for stealing a song, but for stealing a political speech. Beyonce spoke at Kamala Harris's rally in Texas, and Amber Rose says she ripped off her speech she gave for Trump, but that is not true. What city in Texas was that Harris rally in?
What was the question?
What city in Texas was that Harris where Beyonce was? Where was that? What city?
Dallas.
Alrighty. Question five. A streaming influencer named Dum Dum G's has lost all of his platforms to which he made income because of a tasteless stunt he pulled where he live streamed taking a homeless woman to a nice restaurant and then dine and dashing, leaving her with the bill. If the bill was $150, how much should the 20% tip have been?
$150, and you said how much is the tip?
How much should the 20% tip have been?
30.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. TJ, where are we off to today?
We're dropping off the kids to school, twins, and my nephew.
Twins and a nephew? Are they all going to the same school?
Yeah.
That's fun. Give it a shout out.
Shout out my grandma Lele.
Oh. Okay, we met the school.
That's okay. We'll take Malele too.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Listen, Uncle TJ's taking you to school today. It's going to be a good time.
Right.
He's going to be on the radio.
You get to go to the school with your cousins.
All right, TJ. I'm going to your twin cousins. That's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, Katie. Question one. Timothée Chalamet, as we learned his name is pronounced, had a look-alike contest in New York City over the weekend, and Timothée himself showed up and entered.
Wow.
But then it was leaked. It was actually him, and then everybody like,
of course.
Have fun. That's fun. What is the German word for a mysterious exact replica of a living person called?
What?
What is the German word for a mysterious exact replica of a living person called?
A doppelganger.
That is correct. A doppelganger. Question two. Donald Trump made his closing arguments at MSG and what is being objectively called one of the most racist and shocking closing political rallies in modern history. Racist remarks toward Hispanics were so bad that it influenced Bad Bunny to come out afterward and endorse Kamala Harris when it seemed like he was going to stay out of it. What country is Bad Bunny from?
Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico! That's the saddest anybody's ever said Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe Cuba?
Oh, boy.
Question three. Taylor Swift had a concert over the weekend in New Orleans, and a very special guest showed up on stage. It was Sabrina Carpenter, who is also one of the biggest stars in the world. Imagine you're in the crowd.
Oh my God, already
there to see Taylor, and then Sabrina shows up.
And did she perform?
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. True or false, Taylor is 10 years older than Sabrina.
Taylor's 10. I'm going to say true.
It's close. 9 years.
Okay.
I'm tricky. Question four. Beyonce was accused of stealing from Kanye's ex, Amber Rose. Not a song, but a political speech. Beyonce spoke at Kamala Harris's rally in Texas, and Amber Rose says she ripped off my speech from a Trump rally, which is not true.
Man, there are so many parts of this is layered.
It's like
many
a Mad Lib.
I would have not expected.
I know.
This is like a Mad Lib.
Amber Rose just trying to stay in the headline somehow. What city in Texas was that Kamala Harris rally in?
Houston.
Houston is correct. Very good. And finally, a streaming influencer named Dum Dum G's lost all of his platforms for which he made income. That's why being an influencer is a risky business. For a tasteless stunt where he live streamed taking a homeless woman to a nice restaurant, and then he dined and dashed on that homeless woman, leaving her with the bill.
Oh, yeah. My God.
The restaurant said, don't worry about the bill. And obviously, this guy is now being exposed for the scumbag that he is. He's lost all his income. So good. If the bill was $150, how much should the 20% tip have been?
Okay. You want to buzz me?
Okay.
Sure. I don't even know what direction to go.
30%.
The tip would have been 30%? You said it was a 20%
$30.
Tip.
Sorry,
$30. Oh, okay.
20% tip would have been $30. Okay. Okay. TJ, Uncle TJ, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Final score. You both got three.
It's a tie.
But, you know, ties go to Katie because it's smarter than Katie. So, Uncle TJ, tell us what we got to hear.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
That's all right.
No, not today.
All right. Well, but thank you so much. Have a great day at school, kids. And
why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
We're calling Allie, works at a big hardware store, and I am calling as somebody that has a chainsaw, but I don't like the sound of my chainsaw. I need a chainsaw that really commands authority and sounds loud and scary, because I want to terrify some children.
Right. It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. Al, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for chainsaws.
Okay, gotcha. Do you have any idea what kind?
No, I don't. I have a chainsaw now, but I don't like the sound of it.
Okay, gotcha. Do you happen to know if it's maybe like a gas one or is it like a corded?
Well, I think that's a problem. It's electric. I got a lithium battery in mine, so I think maybe that's okay. The problem. I got it right here. Hold on a second. Like, listen to this, okay?
Oh,
can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Like, would that scare you?
That's okay, you don't have to do that.
Would that scare you? That probably wouldn't scare you. It doesn't scare me.
Yeah, no, I'd be all right. If you're looking for something that's going to have a little bit more, more power to it, you're probably going to want to go with one of the gas ones.
Yeah, but gas is so expensive now.
Okay. The Echo actually makes a brand. It is electric still, but it will have a little bit more power to it if that's what you're kind of looking for.
It says Echo? I'm writing this down.
Yep.
What does that one sound like? It doesn't sound like that, does it?
No, it wouldn't.
It sounds scarier?
It would probably be a little bit higher pitch.
Okay, so it's a more intimidating sound.
It's going to be pretty loud. I don't know if you're going to be hearing anyone like yelling at you.
Well, that's what I want. That's what I need it for.
Are you want to be able to like hear people?
Yeah. So like when I use it, I want to be this. That doesn't scare anybody, but I need something that scares people. It's going to make them scream, but I want to be able to still hear them screaming.
Is it for like a haunted house?
Sure. Something like that.
Okay. Probably still stick with the gas one.
Okay.
What you do is you take off the blades. You still want to be very careful with it. I would highly recommend they actually have plastic covers that you can put over it.
What's the purpose?
Or whatever.
Well, what is the purpose of that?
You know, some 16-year-old kid who's playing the murderer or whatever. It'll just protect him a little bit more.
No, he's not playing the murderer.
Black.
No, he doesn't. That's my role.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, for yourself as well.
Yeah, okay. But I definitely don't want to do that plastic cover though. Does that come with it, or are you trying to upsell me that? Because I don't want that. I don't want the chain off of it either.
Well, why would you need the chain on it?
Because I want them to know that I mean business.
Well, sir, I would highly recommend you don't take that route. Playing around with like a
I'm not playing
a live.
No, I'm not. I'm not playing. No, I'm definitely not playing.
Could you specifically lay out what you're going to be using this instrument for?
Sure. So I'm not going to hurt anybody with it, but I want them to think that I am. But I want to scare these neighborhood punks that have been they come on my property all the time. I've got some land. I'm up here in Auburn, okay? And they come on my land all the time, and they get high, and I'm sick of it. So what I want to do is I want to really scare the hell out of them. When I come at them, though, I'm going to come at them screaming with the chainsaw high above my head, and hopefully that'll chase them off of my property. But I mean, I'm not going to hurt anybody. I also needed to remove a tree trunk.
Sir, what you're talking about is legal.
No, it's not illegal. No, it's just I'm just scaring kids. That's all I'm doing is scaring them.
Yes, it is threat with a deadly weapon whenever you start using it in that way.
All right, so then what do you recommend that I use to scare them then?
So it's actually interesting. So weed whips are not considered as weapons.
What's a weed whip? Like a weed whacker?
Yeah, it does make a lot of noise.
All right, so can I still like whip it above my head?
Yeah, it's loud.
All right.
Kind of like a higher pitch.
Okay, I love that. Okay, I'm going to come down there, pick out the loudest, scariest weed whacker that you have, okay? And I'm going to come down there and I'll pick it up from you. What's your name again?
Oh, Al.
Al, that's perfect.
It's the Echo brand again. Like I said, I really like the product.
Fantastic. I'll be down there. I'm going to, if you're not there, that's fine. I'll say Al got me, picked out a weed whacker to scare some kids. They'll know what I'm talking about.
Well, don't say that, but just, you know. Like
well, one more thing, though, before I get going. I just wanted to let you know that none of this is actually real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a phone scam. It's a prank phone call. Your sister, Whitney, is the one who told me to do this.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Okay, the Menendez brothers have some breaking news, and this is kind of wild. So, for anybody who doesn't remember, in 1989, Eric and Lyle Menendez murdered their parents.
Yeah.
In Beverly Hills.
What year did you say?
89.
It wasn't 89?
Yeah, the trial was in 90.
Got it.
And at the ages of 18 and 21, the brothers were sentenced, and they have been in prison ever since.
Right. So they had two trials. The first one was a hung jury. So it was the second one where they were convicted to or sentenced to life in prison without parole.
And they are really having a moment in this year of our Lord 2024.
Right.
They had a documentary come out about them. They had a dramatic
Ryan Murphy like docuseries.
Was it part of the Monster series?
No.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer? It wasn't that.
No.
Okay.
Maybe it is. Oh, I think it is.
Because I did not see it.
Okay. It might be.
But I guess I don't know how they're portrayed in that. I'm not sure if you do know, if you did see it, text in to 916-909-1065. Who is the monster in that? Does he portray the Menendez brothers as the monster or the dad? Because there's been a lot of development, and the breaking news is what, Katie?
That the LADA is officially filing documents to get their sentence changed to life with the possibility of parole.
And from what I'm seeing is they think that this would be a fairly expedited parole process.
Right,
considering,
because they've already served so many years.
So why? What is going on?
So there's...
You're the true crime expert.
Okay, so there's two different things. The biggest being there's new evidence that wasn't either allowed in the second trial or something, or they didn't have it. And that is that, and for those that don't know, their defense was that their father was abusing them their entire lives. And they thought, he's going to kill us because we keep threatening to tell people.
Okay.
There is a letter that one of them wrote to his cousin detailing his abuse, the abuse of his father.
I know what you're thinking. Letter. This is 1989.
Right. And then the other
is... We call them texts now.
...is a guy that was in the band Menudo.
What?
Has come forward and said at 14, Jose Menendez abused him as well.
What?
Right. The other thing that the DA is mentioning is that these guys have been like exemplary prisoners. They have started like charities. They've started like community therapy projects for other inmates. And they've like never gotten in trouble. Nothing.
And it's been 34 years.
Right. And they're saying the only people that they ever harmed were their parents. So letting them out, they're not at risk, or you don't have to fear that they're going to hurt other people. That is the
right
idea.
And I guess
I will say they are two people that were capable of killing their parents.
But if it's after almost two decades of abuse.
So I understand. I'm just saying, these are two people with, at the very least, the capability to kill.
Right.
At which we know for certain.
But from what I've read, though, the DA is not saying that that is, like, excusable.
No.
They're saying that they've served their time.
Correct.
You know, given the circumstances that they were abused for their whole lives.
Well, look at Gypsy Rose.
Right.
Granted, she wasn't the one that physically ended her mom's life. Her boyfriend came and did it,
right.
But she was very much a part of it. She only got 8 years.
Yeah, that's wild.
Right. A big thing that they're saying is that, and they talk about this in the in Ryan Murphy's, you know, series, if they were females, people would have given them more sympathy.
Sure.
Because of the sexual abuse.
Yeah. I mean, especially given the time that those murders took place too, sexual abuse for men was almost still kind of snickered about, you know,
like, well, yeah.
So I mean, I was only 10 years old when that trial was on, but I remember it being this sensational trial.
Right.
And I remember, because it was before even the OJ trial. So it was like, just as we were starting to get into like, this is entertainment for right. everybody. And so I don't really remember, but I do remember like, they're just seeming, maybe it was just the neighborhood that I lived in, but a lot of people didn't like the Menendez brothers because they were rich.
Well, the other thing that they did was, I mean, very shortly after, I mean, days after their parents had been killed, they were out spending daddy's money like crazy. Oh. They weren't acting like people that were grieving.
Oh, boy.
They were enjoying the fact that they had access to all the money now.
Inheritance, yeah.
Right.
All right, well, we'll be watching this closely. Text in, what do you think the Menendez brothers should be out on the streets? I can't believe I'm saying that in the year 2024.
Yeah.
But this is what's in the news. Text it in, 916-909-1065. Now,
hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much up lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Unless you're a complete a-hole, you know that there are certain Halloween costumes that maybe were acceptable when we were younger are no longer acceptable. Well, they pulled some of these, and it's interesting to find out what is still considered like an offensive costume and what is not.
Okay.
Now, they didn't do a bunch of these, but as I'm going through this, if you can think of more, please text in to 916-909-1065. Okay, here we go. Can a woman dress as a man? How many people say yes, they still can?
100?
Yeah.
It's not 100.
It's not, okay.
It's not 100 for any of these.
7%.
I say 75.
70%.
That's really weird.
70% okay. of people say that a woman can still dress up as a man. It is not offensive. Okay. 11% aren't sure.
Okay.
Too much. I can't think.
I can't.
I'm an undecided voter. Okay. All right. How many people think that it is acceptable for a man to dress as a woman?
Well, if 70% said woman can dress like man, it's gotta be 50%.
I say 35.
The answer to that is 60%.
Oh, okay. Better than we thought. Yeah. I mean,
they're more accepting about a man and a woman.
How about this? Can a non-Native American dress as a Native American?
No.
That is absolutely 10%.
10% say it's acceptable?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I've got some bad news.
No!
Oh,
52% of America still
Are
says
you
it's okay.
Excuse me?
Yeah. We still have a football team called the Chiefs. Now, granted, just because the Indians and the Redskins went away doesn't mean that the Braves did. Can a child dress up in a cultural costume if they are not part of that culture? That one's very broad.
Yeah.
So do you guys know what they're talking about there?
I can't think of what culture, like, that it would be.
I can't either, necessarily.
Okay.
Like, are there a lot of people out there wanting to dress up like, what, a French Canadian?
Or like a geisha?
Yeah. Okay, how about this one? Can your costume include a realistic gun or weapon?
Realistic. Yeah.
How much? How many people?
I say 80%.
I would say 75.
Only 35% of people said yes.
Really?
Okay, we think it is more acceptable to dress up like a Native American when you are not one than it is to carry around a bow and arrow, apparently.
Right.
All right, how about this one? And we all want to believe better of America.
Oh, boy.
Can white people wear blackface makeup if they're dressing up as an African-American person?
Okay.
Okay, that's
how many people say yes in this year of our Lord?
I want to say zero, but I'm thinking
it's probably like
15.
20%.
Your heart wants to say zero.
Yeah. 15%.
20.
33%.
Oh my God.
Exactly a third of this great nation still says blackface is totally fine for Halloween.
Now, do you think that these are people that don't understand the historical significance of blackface and they're just trying to look? I mean, I know I'm giving people too much credit, but they're just trying to look like the person they're dressing up as.
I've thought about that before because there was a time, not maybe like 15 years ago, 14 years ago. It was Halloween, and we went to a friend's house. This was El Dorado Hills, and as we were sitting there, trick-or-treaters were coming to the door, and it was fun looking at all the costumes. There was a kid, maybe 8 or 9 years old, that showed up to the door dressed as some basketball player. LeBron James in full blackface.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. That kid, clearly not racist.
That kid
is clearly emulating a hero.
Right.
But his parents know.
Yeah.
And it's their job to steer him into, how about a different character?
Or you can be LeBron, but just wear your own skin.
Right, exactly. Yeah. What else are you letting your kid do?
You know, there was a housewife in New York City, Roni, where she went as Diana Ross.
Mm, okay.
And she definitely tanned her skin up, but also
this is on television?
Yeah.
How long ago?
4 years.
Oh my God.
Pre-pandemic.
And she wasn't canceled for that?
She wasn't. But she also wore a giant afro.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
Giant, like comically big.
Okay, that's racist.
It's racist.
And she was still on TV.
Still on TV, yeah.
Wow. Text in to 916-909-1065 your thoughts on costumes that we probably shouldn't do anymore.
1065, the end.
The wake up call.
This is Charlie XCX, which, by the way, I just found out Charlie leaves the E off of her name. It is one of the biggest songs in the country, and I like it. Katie likes it.
Yep.
She's Brat.
She's Brat.
And I found out recently, because Katie heard me singing this song, and apparently I don't know any of the words to this song, but I thought I did.
Well, you've been making most of them up.
So she asked me if I would write down all the words to the song as I hear them, and I did that, and we're going to go through, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I think the song is, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. So first of all, if you didn't know, okay, so here's the song. This is what I think the words are, okay? Oh, if I'm only animated, I'm your favorite reference, baby. Call me Gabriella. You're so inside. Ah.
Okay.
Am I right on any of that?
Very little.
Okay, okay.
Keep going.
Okay. Tectonic making Mecca, shock you like defibrillator. No style, call you later. Aioli is the one. Ah.
Okay. Aioli is the one is actually, I'll always be the one.
I knew that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Now this next one, it's the bridge. So.
Okay. Drop down. Yeah. Camouflage. Yeah.
It's camera flash on.
So stylish.
Okay.
I'll keep my tears on.
Baby, tears all gone.
Okay. Well, she is saying tears.
Okay. She is saying tears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drop down. Yeah. I'm looking like corn.
Looking like an icon.
What? Hold on a second. Drop down. I want you to hear this.
Okay.
Camouflage on. So stylish. Baby, tears on. looking like corn. It sounds like she's saying, looking like corn. And this part, even more, got kangles.
No. Work angles.
Oh, work angles?
Yeah.
It sounds like got kangles. It sounds like cankles. Yeah, 316. Okay, I know.
The show is called.
The song is called.
The song is called 360. You know that.
I know that that's the title, but listen to her.
Yeah, 316.
316.
Okay.
And I know she's British. Okay, here's the rest of it. When you're at the mirror, do you UPC? Am I right there?
Do you like what you see?
Okay. Well, when you're at a mirror, you're just looking like me.
Looking at me.
Okay.
Close.
All right. I get credit for that one.
Okay.
I'm everywhere. I'm so Julia.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that doesn't make sense, but no. I'll go with that. Okay. When you're at a party, you're just pumping baby.
When you're in the party, bumping to that beat.
Bumping to that beat. Okay. That city slut's a friend of mine. But am I close? Does she say the word slut at all?
No. She says 666 with a princess tree.
I jumped ahead. That's my mistake. Yes. 666 with a princess tree.
Streak.
Okay. All right. Close enough. I'm everywhere. I'm so Julia. Pumping not.
Bumping that.
Okay, sounds like she's saying pumping not.
Okay.
And then it's that city slut's a friend of mine.
Okay, the city sewer slut's the vibe.
The city sewer slut's the vibe.
It sounds like the code word you have to use to get into a secret society. Knock, knock, knock. City sewer slut's the vibe.
Okay, I thought she was saying that city slut's a friend of mine. Okay, and then and Shirley's really recognized the set design is my design.
Internationally recognized. I set the tone. It's my design.
I don't know any of these words of this song. Okay, and then I don't think this is right either. Then I'm. Stuck inside your mind.
And it's stuck in your mind. Yeah.
Okay. Under the sea is underrated.
Legacy is undebated.
I thought she was just giving her opinion from the Little Mermaid song. Under the sea is underrated. You gone jump if AG made it.
Yes.
Okay. If you love me, if you hate it, I don't effing care that you stink.
If you love it, if you hate it, I don't effing care what you think.
All right. And then we're back to
drop down. Yeah.
Got my camouflage on.
Put the camouflage on. You think it's got my camouflage on.
Right. I stand by cankles.
Well, you shouldn't.
Because I'm looking like corn. Got cankles. Yeah, 316.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So the Golden One Center was the site of something very scary and frankly, honestly, kind of embarrassing for the city. And I'm going to jump right to a KCRA report. They were talking to a Golden One Center, G1C, employee who decided to be anonymous. Talking about what happened over the weekend.
Doors to the Rod Wave concert were set to open at 6 p.m., but that was delayed, she says, because the performers were still setting up for the show that was supposed to start at 7 p.m. By 8:30 p.m., when the doors did finally open and the screening process was underway, swarms of people outside were restless and rowdy and began pushing their way through security workers trying to monitor the doors.
There was a lot of people able to hold the doors. And then the other side breached. And that's when it went over the radio, breach, breach, breach.
And people got trampled. People got shoved. Three people had to be taken to the hospital.
Jesus.
Nobody got killed. Thank God nobody got killed. Then to make matters worse, apparently somebody lit off fireworks in the Doko Plaza, which caused even more of a panic because people thought it was gunshots.
Okay, so the breach had already happened by the time they thought that they were gunshots?
Yeah, you get a bunch of people who show up at 6 o'clock. Honestly, I don't know how we don't like go after the whatever happened with the concert itself, because you get a bunch of people who show up at 6 o'clock for a concert that they think is going to start at 7. Okay.
Okay.
Then you make them stand around outside until 8:30. That was their call, not Golden One's. Then you let them in. I mean, I'm not defending what happened, but
it sounds like you are.
No, I'm not defending. But you're creating a powder keg. Now it's a pressure cooker of people that have been standing around for 2.5 hours, waiting to get in. For all they know, maybe they know the concert was late. Maybe they thought the concert had already started. I don't know.
Well, nobody's getting in. That I'm sure they recognize that the concert hasn't started.
But of course, people are going to push their way in. Like,
but concerts start late all the time. Artists do this all the time.
I think the difference,
people don't like bust in and rage all over the place.
I think the difference with this one though is that this particular, the Rod Wave concert, specifically said don't let people in because we're still setting up the stage.
Okay, well then I'm not saying that that is good, but A should not equal B in this scenario. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Kevin?
From the videos I saw, I think the fireworks set it off, which caused a panic, and people were all together outside already, so that's why they bombarded in to get from safety to safety.
It wasn't just that, though, because once they were in, then
they started raiding.
They started raiding. There's, yeah, like, reports of them pushing and Golden One employees. There's a reports of them stealing alcohol.
Yeah, hopping counters. I saw videos of hopping counters and stuff.
So it's like,
it was crazy.
Come on, guys. Like, we have the expression, this is why we can't have nice things, for a reason.
Yeah.
Let's not be that city. Didn't we just get voted one of the best places for an NBA game?
By ESPN itself.
Really?
Yeah.
And then this happens? It's like
a couple days
after. To be fair, this wasn't for a game.
No, that's true.
But also, Rod Wave's music doesn't get people rowdy like that.
Apparently, waiting 2 hours is allowed to make them rowdy.
Somebody texted in and said, concerts start late, but not letting people in almost for 3 hours is unacceptable.
Yeah.
They should have let people in.
I don't understand why the artists couldn't set up if people were in their seats.
I don't understand why the artists weren't set up. If you
maybe they got stuck in traffic or something. I don't
stuck
know.
In traffic. You're supposed to show up days in advance.
No, literally,
I don't know.
What are you doing? Like, I don't understand this whole thing of like, if I was an artist or if I was a concert promoter or something like that, I have one job, and is to get my show on the stage starting on time. Like, how do you not do that part?
I don't know. I don't know what the specifics were around it. Maybe they had equipment that wasn't working or something.
Then that equipment doesn't go up, I guess. You don't get a screen tonight, Rod. I don't know. I'm not sure how to respond to that. But, like, I mean, I agree. Like, I'm not sure whose call. I'm sure there will be an investigation into this, and we'll find out at some point. I don't think anybody's going to lose their job over it or anything like that. But that the woman who was anonymous, who was a Golden One employee that Casey Ray talked to, she did say, "I felt very scared."
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
I felt threatened. My coworkers felt threatened. So there will be accountability, I'm sure, that's going to come out of this. And you know what? In full Sacramento spirit, we're going to be a better city because of it.
I hope.
I believe that.
There you go. If you were there and have some insight, we would love to hear from you. Text in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake-up call.
This is exciting, and this is a real treat for all of us, because Katie found her teenage diary. Where'd you find it?
Tweenage.
Yeah. What years are we talking here?
Seventh and eighth grade. Yeah.
The worst years. Where was it discovered?
My parents are redoing their garage.
Okay.
And so there's a bunch of boxes up there of my old things, and they found it in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And you've been going through it.
And let me tell you. Poor baby Katie.
Come on. You know, maybe we should almost set this up as a series, because this isn't enough time to go through all of it.
I got to tell you, I only had a couple entries before I quit.
That doesn't sound like you.
Right, exactly. The amount of boys I liked that did not like me back.
Wow.
It was, I mean, that is, we wouldn't even need to do a series because it's just the same story, different names.
Okay. That's a big, thick book.
Well, yeah, but I only have like 15 pages.
I know. Did your mom get that for you thinking like, well, at least she'll work on her penmanship or something like that?
I couldn't tell you where this book ever came
from.
You don't
think this was your idea? I want to keep a diary.
I came upon a book with empty pages and it's actually a calendar.
Okay. DIY just, from the beginning.
Right.
That was you.
So I'm just going to give you a couple of the highlights.
All right, hold on. I feel like you need some sort of music for this.
Today,
yeah,
I told my friends that I like Micah.
Micah.
Micah Turner.
Okay.
And they told him, and he said he would not go out with me.
Oh.
I am so sad that I found out that he dislikes me or doesn't like me. But I also found out that he's kind of poor. But I still like him. Never an elitist.
Wow.
Yeah, found out he was poor. Didn't bother me.
Okay. How poor do we think Micah was? And how'd you find out?
That I don't know.
Mystery.
We're going to hear more about Micah later. So just understand we're going to have a call back to him.
All right.
Here's another entry.
Oh, boy.
Today's not the best day. I got my report card and got 2 D's and a C and a B, so I can't play volleyball anymore. If I had D's, I wasn't allowed to do anything, which really sucks. But then when I thought Tony liked me, he told my friends he hates me, but he, like, gives me hugs and stuff. I don't get it. And then in quotes, I just wrote, men.
Men. A little Woody Allen humor there, right. Huh? Okay. Yeah, what's the deal? You can see a budding comedian there.
Okay.
A little observational humor.
This one everybody's going to really like. Okay.
We're reading Katie's diary, by the way, from her teen years.
No, my tween years.
Tween years.
Today I realized I'm not dumb and math isn't all that hard.
Wow.
This would not be a feeling that lasted long.
Right. Of course not.
But I'm really sad because I found out Micah is in jail.
What?
And I might never see him again. I don't know why he had to rob that house. But I still miss him so much. And I really like him. And then there is a heart drawn that is broken in two. One says my initials and one says his initials.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Cut the music.
Okay.
Micah, unless you had a crush on a grown man named Micah, a 12 or 13 year old boy robbed a house?
Yes.
He really was poor.
Gavin, don't say that.
Well, rich people aren't robbing houses very often.
I mean,
holy cow.
And then now I did see him again.
Was it like a visitation?
No, he came back with an ankle monitor.
Now what?
Yeah.
You really did go for the bad boys.
I didn't, which is so funny because as an adult, couldn't be further from the truth.
I mean, listen, I think we should pause it here.
Okay.
And I think maybe like comb through, you said you only did about 15 days worth of diary.
Well, I mean, maybe more, but.
All right. Okay. But I'm on the hook.
Okay.
Because do we find out in the diary what happens when Micah comes home?
Well, I just told you.
That was it.
Yeah, well, yeah, but then he disappeared again and I never saw him again.
Well, I guess he lost his trial.
I mean, I guess I could have Facebooked him.
I think we got to do that.
I just hope he's alive.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.